Welcome to Podcast First Marketing, the show that helps you simplify your content strategy, you build trust faster, and lets your voice do the heavy lifting. I'm Allison, your podcast marketing strategist, and if you're ready to turn your podcast into your most powerful marketing tool, you are in the right place. I am so glad you're here. Whether you found me through Instagram, a friend, or while you were just searching for a better way to market your business, welcome. Podcast First Marketing is for women entrepreneurs, coaches, service providers who are tired of creating content that disappears in 24 hours. We all do. And you want a marketing strategy that builds real connection and actually leads to clients. If you are already confident in your niche, if you serve clients you love, and you just want to reach more people in a sustainable way, not one that burns you out, this show is going to be for you. I believe this, that your voice is your most powerful marketing tool. And when you build your marketing around it, everything else gets easier. Just to share a little bit about me, I am a Texas girl. I'm married with three teenagers. Yes, that makes me feel old, two of which are twins. And before I ever touched a podcast mic or learned anything about podcasting, other than listening to it, I was a teacher for 18 years within a 22-year span. I actually started in corporate for a couple years after college. I ironically have a business degree, which is kind of full circle, but something in me knew that I was meant to help other people. So I went back to school, got certified, and I stepped into the classroom. And for a while, it felt great. But over the years, I realized I was hiding from the truth that teaching was no longer aligned to me. And the stress was wrecking my health. I started having panic attacks, severe anxiety, and I just knew something had to change. I did try leaving a few times, which is why I only taught 18 out of the 22 years, but I always came back to teaching because I didn't know what else to do. And then in 2022, I found a podcast, and it was a podcast for teachers wanting to pivot into other careers. And that one moment just changed everything. I was like, I have an out. She's going to teach me. And on that podcast, I heard a guest. It was Michaela Quinn, who I learned taught people how to start their own online businesses. So I took her course at the very beginning of 2022, and it helped me step into this online business world. And I'll be honest, I struggled for a bit, and not for the fear of like finding clients, although that is a bit scary when you're getting started, but it was the fear of doing work that I didn't enjoy because I had just stepped out of that. I didn't want to just go into another job I didn't like. I wanted to own my own business, but I wanted it to mean that I was doing something meaningful, if that makes any sense at all. And it was on Michaela's podcast that I heard Lauren Wrighton, who teaches people how to start a podcast management business. Do you kind of see how all of these podcasts are starting to build my future business? And when I saw Lauren training or a training from her where she edited an episode, it just like clicked. I'm like, this is it. So I bought her course, and that's when I realized like how powerful podcasting is. It built the trust with me as a listener to want to buy their courses to learn more. And it just helped change my life so much that I knew other women needed that same platform to share their voice. If these two women could change my life the way they did from their podcast, which led to their course, which to me learning from them, just think about what else others could do. And that's what happened. And I've since then hired coaches and so forth. And I will get into all of this in my podcast episodes. So let's kind of talk about what you can expect from the Podcast First Marketing podcast show. This isn't just about how to start a podcast. It's honestly not going to even be just about like podcasting tips or how to grow a show. I had a podcast like that before that I'll get into. All of those things, yes, they will be mentioned, of course, but what this show is really about is how to make your podcast come first. And it's like the center of all your content strategy and where everything else is just going to become simpler, if I dare say, and not as stressful because with Podcast First Marketing, you speak what you want to say, and then just everything else comes from that. So we are going to cover in this podcast what exactly Podcast First Marketing actually means. We're going to talk about how to create a sales funnel, not just using your podcast, but inside your podcast with your episodes, how to stay consistent with a podcast, how to fit it into your schedule so that you don't burn out and it's not just another thing on your to-do list. I want to talk about the shifts that I've made since my very first podcast and why this show is going to be different, and how I've evolved from a podcast manager, in quotes, doer, to more of a strategist helping my clients lead with their voice. And every week, I will be giving you episodes that you can binge, you can get value from, you can take action from. And I want you to walk away with this knowing how important or powerful a podcast can be. So if you are tired of marketing that feels like you're just guessing what to post next or do next or send next, or you're just putting stuff up to put stuff up because, hey, that was me, and you're ready to create basically one powerful piece of content each week that does the heavy lifting for you, you are going to love what's ahead on this show. So if you've had a podcast on your heart, or if you're wondering if it's for you, or if you're ready to make your existing podcast work harder for you, please make sure you click that follow button in whatever platform you are listening on so that you always see what episodes are coming up and you never miss one. So I am so glad you are here. I am Allison Inch, and this is Podcast First Marketing. I am so ready for you to let your voice lead the way.